What kind of thing do they use to fry eggs in?
Frying pan.
Mm-hmm.
Iron skillet.
Yeah, those things are great.
Yeah. That's what you find most women around here cook the cornbread in, is an iron skillet.
Mm-hmm. Did it have legs on them, or was it just like?
Just a regular frying pan, except it was iron.
Mm-hmm. Was it flat on the bottom?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did your grandmother have a container she used to wash clothes in? A real big container, you know?
You're talking about a wash tub?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wash tub and scrub board.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
She ever used to heat the water or something?
Oh, yeah. She heat the water and pour it in there and wash with.
Yeah. That was a lot of work back then.
Of course, that was a long time ago. I barely can remember. She used to, when I was real small, I remember, used to have the old wash pots.
Mm-hmm.
Old black wash pots outside that build fire under.
Yeah.
And heat the water there. But that's been a long time ago.
A real long time ago.
She used to have she got one of these old Ringer washers. I don't know if you ever seen one.
Yeah, we used to have them.
Yeah. Washing here and then run it through the ringer. You have the two rollers, you squeeze the water out of it.
Yeah.
Remember she had one of them. Wash pot was what she heated water in, and she washed in an old wash tub.
Mm-hmm.
It's what she, just a galvanized tub,
mm-hmm.
bucket, or, you know, bean. Bucket, well, they call them number two wash tub, number one, number three, just different sizes, and that's what she washing.
Did you ever call them a kettle?
No. I know what you're referring to, mm-hmm. but I never. She heated the water in the wash, these big old black wash pots, that might be what you call a kettle.
Mm-hmm.
And we also use those to heat the water in when to kill the hogs, too.
Mm-hmm. Things are big, aren't they?
Yeah. You'll find them used a lot around here for these church groups and different groups make Brunswick stew in those big old pots.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
it's a good place
around
here to get Brunswick stew and barbecue.
You want some good barbecue, right here in Elk City would be the Airport Cafe.
Right there,
now they have, he makes his own Brunswick stew. He's got real good barbecue plates and barbecue sandwiches. It's over on 280.
Is it next, close to the airport?
It's right at the airport. If you turn in off of 280, you know where the trooper station's at?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That road right there, right up above it. It goes back right there. Have you seen the airport?
Yeah, I've been past her a bunch of times.
Well, that's a cafe right out there, mm-hmm. from the hangar, right across the street from the hangar. It's Airport Cafe. He has a real good barbecue plates and barbecue sandwiches, and he makes his own barbecue stew.
I'm going out there tonight.
It's good. You'll enjoy it. It'll be on Friday, Saturday, people really. He does a good business because he puts out some good food.
Yeah.
He has oysters and all this other stuff, but he has a real good barbecue.
It's really hard to get good barbecue in Atlanta, unless you go to the Dairy Queen.
Well, there's a place here, it's out of Birmingham. They call it Lloyd's.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best barbecue I've ever eaten in my life. And they come out from there. You know how most restaurants you'll get a bowl of salad about like that ashtray there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, up there, they bring you the bowl and the dish, and you get all you want.
Uh-huh.
And a glass of tea is at least that tall. And I'm not exaggerating. It's a glass of tea, and it's that big at the mouth. And the barbecue plate is just heaping full.
Mm-hmm.
They're known. On Sunday, people go from Elk City and all over just up there to eat, and you have to wait in line if you don't get there early.
Well, I'm going to the airport tonight.
Yeah,
sure.
I believe you'll enjoy it there if you like barbecue.
Yeah. It's just so hard to find good barbecue. You know?